You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Ukraine is marking the third anniversary of the deadly Euromaidan protests that ousted pro-Russian President Viktor Yanukovych, but was followed by a war that killed nearly 10,000 people. Stefan Boss reports that the commemoration comes amid new tensions over the Crimean Peninsula, which was annexed by Russia, and a pledge by US President Barack Obama to try to reach a peace settlement before he leaves office.
Government officials, Maidan protest participants and ordinary citizens have been holding ceremonies in Kiev on what is officially known as the Day of Dignity and Freedom, a national day commemorating the beginning of the Euromaidan protests in 2013 that ousted former President Viktor Yanukovych. They also placed flowers at a monument to the so-called Heavenly Hundred. It's a reference to the many protesters who were killed in clashes with security forces during the protest. And a revolution march was organized in the capital by nationalists later in the day. In a speech, current President Petro Poroshenko urged his troubled nation to unite and stand against what he called the Russian threat. He insisted that the former Soviet Republic would never revert to its Moscow-dominated past. His comments came while Russian law enforcement officials announced that two more suspected members of what they called a Ukrainian saboteur group were detained last week in Russian-annexed Crimea. The arrests of the two former Ukrainian army officers came after Moscow said Russian security forces had arrested three members of a sabotage terrorist group from the main intelligence directorate of the Ukrainian Defense Ministry. Kiev has called the claims a fabrication to justify repression and discredit Ukraine. Despite the tensions, U.S. President Barack Obama says he wants to reach a negotiated peace settlement in Ukraine before he leaves office in January. Obama said he talked with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Sunday about Ukraine and, in his words, the need for us to get things done. Russia has been accused of sending troops and weapons to pro-Russia separatists fighting government forces in eastern Ukraine, charges Moscow denies. The conflict has killed nearly 10,000 people, including children. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.